It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. It's a beautiful day. Hoo-hoo! A laptop that appears to be one of Microsoft's upcoming Surface devices has shown up in a Geekbench listing, powered not by Qualcomm's much-hyped Snapdragon X Elite, an ARM-based chip that is supposed to overturn the x86-based global order. I believe a plague of frogs is involved. No, this one is powered by a Snapdragon X Plus. That sounds like a lower tier variant of the X Elite, which jibes with the specs in the Geekbench listing. The Plus has 10 cores to the Elite's 12, but it does still have 16 gigabytes of RAM, giving enthusiasts hope that the brain rot causing some to think that 8 gigabytes of RAM is an acceptable baseline may be limited to Apple. If you're out of the loop and wondering why anyone's making a big deal about ARM-powered laptops, because pretty much all of them suck, well, it's because it seems like these ones don't suck. And between Qualcomm's recent performance demos, Microsoft reportedly going all in and using Snapdragon X Series chips in the new Surface lineup they'll be announcing on May 20th, and a leaked super slim Lenovo Snapdragon notebook, it's looking like the ARM-powered Windows laptop revolution is upon us. Qualcomm teased a Snapdragon X-related announcement for this Wednesday. They teased it on X, which is exactly why you don't name things X, even if it's your favorite letter. It's everyone else's too. It's the coolest letter. What, you're just gonna say your favorite letter is K? That's just X being a little sassy. Meta announced it's making the operating system that powers its Meta Quest headsets available to third-party device makers, and a few of them have already said they'll use it in their own VR headsets. Though at the time of reporting, it was still unclear whether they had made that promise, mostly to convince Mark Zuckerberg to get off their property. Sure, just whatever.
You can't fight us, Mark!
Just stop making eye contact. It's clear that Meta wants the Quest's operating system, which is calling Horizon OS, to become the Windows or Android of VR slash mixed reality slash spatial computing. I don't know what to call this anymore, and we need to pick one. Leave your vote in the comments about what the catch-all term for headset stuff should be. Whatever it is, Meta wants to be the Windows of it. So the company is also opening Horizon OS to other app stores. They've reportedly invited Google to bring the Play Store over for a play date. Google probably just gave some excuse and left. So watch out for a slew of new Meta-ified metastasized headsets, including a gaming-focused one from Asus ROG, a productivity-slash-learning one from Lenovo, as well as a limited-edition Meta Quest inspired by Xbox. So get excited, VR fans. There'll be a green one. Now, part of the reason Meta's opening up their headset ecosystem is clearly to compete with Apple's walled garden approach, but it looks like Apple's $3,500 Vision Pro is already fading into obscurity without anyone's help. According to Apple wise man Mark the Germanizer German, Apple retail stores are reporting a massive drop in demand and sales, with prospective buyers regularly no-showing to appointments they've booked. It's unclear how existing Vision Pro users feel on the whole, but there have been many reports of discomfort, neck pain, and black eyes? What are they doing in there? German himself testified that while he initially used his own unit several times a day, he's down to maybe once or twice a week. Even him? Germatron Prime? Apple is reportedly dealing with this heartbreak by pitching the Vision Pro more heavily to businesses and highly skilled workers like surgeons. The headset has an app for practicing surgeries, but one Brazilian doctor actually used it during surgery, which sounds kind of sketchy, but actually seemed pretty useful. He was able to reference x-rays, see a live feed from the tiny surgery cam, and tweet about how crazy it was.
Cutting up this dude's shoulder right now, and he's not reacting at all.
Awesome.
Hashtag surgery.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by CookUnity. Have you ever had one of those days where you don't have enough time or energy to cook yourself a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? You can have almost any kind of meal, thanks to CookUnity. Skip the hard part and get delicious, fully cooked meals delivered to your doorstep every week. Select from more than 350 meals that you can filter by protein, chef, and cuisine, or dietary options, including vegetarian, pescatarian, and keto. But if you don't even have time to choose, CookUnity can select dishes for you based on your taste and dietary preferences. Enjoy meals like a shrimp and chorizo paella by Chef Jose Garces, a Moroccan chickpea tagine by Chef Lena Alkausi, and red wine braised short ribs with a carrot puree by Chef Mark Forjon. Cook Unity's roster of all-star chefs include Food Network alumni, James Beard Award winners, which has nothing to do with facial hair, and acclaimed restaurateurs. Their menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining their team to add more choices. Try it yourself, and go to cookunity.com/tech50, or click the link below and use code TECH50 to get 50% off your first order of Cook Unity meals.
We doing this? Yeah, I got the quick bits. You got the, attentional resources?
It's the trade. It doesn't. Intel doesn't appear to have done anything to mitigate the stability issues reported by owners of the company's 13th and 14th gen processors, other than to say they're looking into it. So other companies are stepping in. Systems builder Falcon Northwest released a guide to modifying some BIOS settings that may help, while ASUS has released a BIOS update for its motherboards with a new Intel baseline profile that should help your CPU calm the F down. I mean, can you imagine being born into the world basically overclocked to your limit already? You'd be Bradley Cooper in Limitless, and it would be awesome. EK Cooling, a bastion of the PC liquid cooling space, is in the midst of a financial and emotional meltdown, according to a report from Gamers Nexus. The company has apparently left suppliers, employees, and contractors unpaid for as long as 4 months, in large part due to holding large amounts of unsold inventory. But the situation has been exacerbated by what sounds like bad management, a cease and desist letter sent to a former employee for sharing his story, and infighting between EK Cooling's US branch and its Slovenian headquarters. It all sounds pretty messed up. So we can only hope that cooler heads prevail. I'm sorry. Google isn't expected to launch the Pixel 9 for another 5 months, but we've already had our first leaked photos of a prototype Pixel 9 Pro, which appears very similar to renders published by OnLeaks back in January. According to Russian language website RosetteKid, the new prototype contains a Tensor G4 SoC and comes with a hefty 16GB of RAM to the 8 Pro's 12GB, because Google would really like their phones to run local AI without cooking themselves from the inside out. A potentially less reliable leak has also claimed that the upcoming Pixel 8a will be more expensive than the 7a. But Google lacks ground to complain about unreliability, as the company has released its second patch this month to fix glitches that caused missing phone calls and text messages, which are pretty much a phone's most important job.
Otherwise, it's not even a phone.
At least it used to be. UK retailer Currys has dropped the price of the MSI Claw gaming handheld by 25% only weeks following its launch, with the Core Ultra i7 1TB model dropping from £800 to just £600. Awkwardly, this makes it £100 more expensive than the Core Ultra i5 512GB model, which hasn't dropped. Further, both models are still priced significantly higher than a brand new 1TB OLED Steam Deck, which by all accounts is just better. Notably, Currys has had an exclusivity deal with MSI and is the handheld console's sole retailer in the UK, which just goes to show that you should really check whether your partner is poorly optimized and non-competitively priced before you consider going exclusive. It's just basic research. On the flip side, the Claw has received a Intel GPU driver update that can boost performance by up to 43.5%, and it even comes with a free copy of Skull and Bones if that sweetens the pot, which honestly, it probably doesn't. And Tinder is getting a new Share My Date feature, which surprisingly has nothing to do with polyamory and everything to do with user safety. Now, rather than screenshotting the details of your hiking date in the deep woods with a complete stranger, you can share the details directly from the app, including to non-Tinder users, so that your mom knows what to tell police when you go missing. This is dark.
Sorry.
Tinder created this feature after user data showed that 51% of singles under 30 told their friends the details of their dates beforehand. Gosh, I wonder which half of the population thought to do that. But both halves of our viewers are equally important to us. The top and the bottom. So we hope we'll see you on Wednesday for more tech news.